It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome back Beth Hart. Welcome.
Yay, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Always good to have you back. And the new album, Fire on the Floor, comes out Friday, right?
Yeah, I think so. On the 3rd or the 6th, something like that. Yeah, the 3rd.
That's this week. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, it does.
There was a period in which you had a burst of creativity, which included the last album and then kind of carried over into this record.
Yes. So I had been working really hard on a record called Better Than Home and doing a lot of pre-production. We were never in the studio, but I was working with two lovely people, one of which was dying of cancer. Mm. He got diagnosed right at the beginning of our project, and he just kept working right away. And I'm really overly sensitive anyway, and I'm a bipolar 1 rapid cycler, so it's just the worst form of it. So things like that can really set me off reeling, and it was a very, very painful project. So I was writing a lot of things that were more aggressive and angry, and they didn't want that. They wanted more of the singer-songwriter, softer, confessional songs, which I love to do. But because of the circumstances, there was a lot of the other coming up. So anyway, I turned in, it had to have been about 50 songs. But I usually like to turn in quite a lot, at least 30, 35 anyway for a project. I figure the more you turn in, the better option you have of who knows what can happen. Right. Anyway, we finished the record. We did a week in New York. We finished the record, and I went into the hospital twice to be stabilized during this process. Right. And I hadn't been to the hospital for a long time. Right. So as soon as I got back home, before we started mixing Better Than Home, I called. I knew he'd say no, but I was going to say, you got to just try anyway. And so I called Ed, and I said, Ed, will you please let me go back into the studio right now? I really would like to make another record, because I kind of feel like I fell off a horse, and if I don't get back on, I'm not going to get back on.
Right.
And Ed said, yes. Well, first he said, what's wrong with Better Than Home? And I said, nothing's wrong. I mean, we haven't mixed it yet. I said, and I love both those men so much, you know, but I need to have another experience. And so he said, yes, and I couldn't believe it. So I call Oliver Lieber. Oliver's been a friend of mine for years. I did some work with him over the years. And I called and asked him, and he said, yes, I will be available for you. And within several weeks, like 2-3 weeks from that phone call, we were in the studio with a wonderful band he put together. Oh, my God. Hey, this is Beth Hart and John Nichols. We're going to do a song off the latest record, Fire on the Floor, and it's called Good Day to Cry.
Heavy on my mind, heavy on my heart. They tell me love is blind. I can see fine here in the dark. It's a good day to cry, cry, cry. It's a good day, a good day to sigh. Stay with me, babe, and save me from the grave. Warm for me. cry, cry. It's a good day. So sexy to me. 3, 4, 5, 6. It's got some brand new licks. 6, 7, 8. Down by the snake at the lake, there's a joint that's ready to blow. Every hound in the band's got a sound howling away. In my spit judgment and dice, rode back the room. Cisco on ice, always a reasonable prize. Women in heels, 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 in every color she feels. This joint's gonna blow your mind. The drums be breaking, I sweat. The man is as high as a high roller's bet. The sticks click like thank you.
We did this record in 3 days, recorded 16 songs, and then Oliver started mixing, and then we got to, make our selection of that 16, which I think we put 12 songs on the record. But, 3 days, that's what you get when you get to work with great people, man. They just put it out, They don't make a big fuss about it. They're not overproducing it. They're not overplaying it. They're not questioning themselves. They're just so humble and so good that they just lay it down, and it's like, you ask them to do it again? No. It was happening. But, and we did everything live in the studio. So all the vocals and everything were done together with the band.
You wanted on this album, on Fire on the Floor, you wanted to try some different things. You didn't want to make it a one note or a regimented, I'm going to be in this kind
of
song.
But I never have. Yeah, I've never done a record like that. Better Than Home. It's also, if you listen to the Better Than Home record, there's a few rock songs, there's a few gospel songs, there's something that leans more towards confessional, old school country. So it too is eclectic. I tend to write all over the place.
Right.
So the records are always eclectic. But with this, Oliver really, to me, he had no arms or anything about, that whole, because you remember back in the night, when I first started out in the 90s, the labels always wanted everything, quote unquote, cohesive.
Yeah.
Whatever cohesive. That means, man.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's so boring. I don't want to listen to a record that's the same song over and over in a different key and a different tempo.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah, stay in your lane. Boring, right?
Yeah.
And Oliver never questioned me once on it. And then, I've got the most amazing head of the label guy in the world I get to work with. Ed, he doesn't care about any of that. He doesn't even listen to my stuff before I turn it in. He's just so supportive. So I'm blessed, and I'm really excited about this record. I'm always excited about a record, but this record I think is so exciting for me because it was so easy and fun to make, and it really gets out all that stuff I was going through when I was watching poor Michael go through that.
Yeah.
So I'm getting get out all that funk,
Yeah.
So it's pretty exciting.
Love is a lie, sucking you dry. Love's not a friend until the end. You can call it a game, you can choose your own name. When it's stuck in the vein, it's no greater pain. I got a bell with no sound. I got a horse with no hound, and I know I'm going. Love is a lie. Love is a lie. Love is a lie, and I know I'm going down. Was a time love was blowing my mind. Not a tear, not a doubt, till I figured it out. Now I'm madder than hell. Love is wagging its tail. I holler, I cry. Love is a lie. I got a bell with no ring. Stay. sunshine is all around me. I got me a brand new boy who entertains me. We lie on the beach and we mess up the sheets, and he tastes like Coca-Cola, just like Coca-Cola. He tastes like Coca-Cola. Summertime bliss has finally found me. His tongue on my quivering lips, sweeter than candy. We kiss on the pier. I knew bologna was here, and it tastes like Coca-Cola, just like Coca-Cola. Tastes like
point in my life, and I think I felt this way actually for quite a while, is when you survive drug addiction like
right.
I had
right.
and major eating disorders with right. bulimia and anorexia
yeah.
and then also bipolar disorder and right. being able to find medicine that worked for me
right.
and then getting to marry Scott, everything else is like gravy on top of the gravy that's
right.
already there. And I just kind of figure like, God's got me right where I'm supposed to be. So if I'm supposed to have more success, whatever the heck that even means,
right.
to me, success is just being joyous and grateful,
right.
and you wake up and you're alive, and anything's possible. But like in terms of the music business, long ago I let go of that, and I just feel like I'm going to be exactly
healthy.
Where I need to be.
That's healthy.
You know, whatever. Whatever it is, it is, and I'm alive. So it's like I can't complain, man.
You got to sing as part of the Kennedy Center honors
Dottie,
in the tribute
honor,
to Buddy,
Buddy Guy.
And come on, I mean, that's
oh
like...
Oh my God, it was so amazing.
Right?
You know what's the most amazing part of that for me, though, is usually no matter what project I take on or even if I go to the market, man, I always feel nervous. And I'm always kind of like, God, am I acting weird? And people think I'm weird. There's a lot of that kind of fear.
Right.
And anyway, it was like God said, you know what, kid, I'm going to give you a break. And for 3 days, when you're out there, because we got to go to the State Department, have dinner, and Aretha Franklin's right there at the table.
Oh, my
Tracy
gosh.
Chapman and freaking Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, and we get to shake their hands and say hello. All this crazy stuff, right? Meryl Streep, she gets up and does the thing.
And you don't have to worry if anything's hanging out of your
mouth.
Oh,
yeah, I know. No, it was so insane. I'm surrounded by all these heroes. Yo-Yo Ma, I'm the greatest fan of Yo-Yo Ma. So here we are, and I'm not nervous. And then I get to go out on stage and perform for these people, and I'm not nervous. I'm always nervous. I was nervous coming over here today with you guys today. And it's like, that was just like God saying, I'm going to give you a break. I'm going to let you enjoy this. And just
pour it out.
Yeah, and just feel it and be grateful and be happy.
Well, you got a standing ovation.
You know, I didn't know that we did. I did.
Too much lights?
No, I just think I was so
in a zone.
Focused on Buddy and Jeff and, you know, that I didn't know until I got home with my mom some months later when they aired it. And I got to, at Christmas, you know, right around Christmas.
Right.
And I got to watch it with her. And then I was like, oh my God, that's so nice. So this is called No Place Like Home. A soul to call mom. I'm tired of talking to the cards. I miss the flowers in the yard. There's no place like home. No place like home. There's no place I'd rather be than home. Gonna move out of the street, stack some stones, maybe grow some wheat, build a fire for a little heat, and have Stella curl up at my feet. There's no place like home, no place like home. There's no place I'd rather than home. I'm gonna hang up some pretty things from my suitcase full of dreams. Maybe a letter on an old postcard, or that paper star stole from a jar. There's no place like home, no place like home. There's no place I'd rather be than home. The sweet place that's meant for us, full of faith, hope, love, and trust. I'll keep trudging up the road, but someday I'll be going home. There's no place like home, no place like home. There's no place I'd rather be than home. There's no place I'd rather be than home.
Love is a fever, and it's burning me alive. It can't be tamed or satisfied. There was no mercy for the fallen, nor for the weak. Love is a nasty word to speak. I don't want to love him anymore. He's nothing like the man I loved before. But the pain gets real comfortable when it's all you got. Ashes and smoke, they can't compete. Not even hell can take the heat. And I'll be sliding off of my seat for his flame. His love is like fire on the floor. Got me all running for the door. I'll be crawling back for more of his fire on the floor. It don't matter what you say. You can't survive it, there ain't no way. So tonight I'm gonna stay and play with his fire. This kind of love don't need no better satin sheet. Nothing soft, nothing soft or sweet to drink. Love is a lesson you were born to never learn. And your soul will beg to burn. I don't want to love him anymore. He's nothing like the man I loved before. There's a sign above the door saying no way out. Ashes and smoke, they can't compete. Not even hell can take the heat. I've been knocked off of my feet by his flame.
even if your work never impacts anybody, if it impacts you and it makes you heal and feel good, man, you got nothing to wish more for. You know, really. I don't mean to be preachy, but I do mean to be really honest with how I feel and what has brought me such peace in my life, you know? Because when I was younger, this business meant everything to me.
Right.
And now it doesn't. I don't look at it like that at all, you know? So, yeah. I think that sometimes being desperate and thinking that other people are going to define you can put you in the grave,
right.
You know?
The new record, Fire on the Floor, will be available starting this week, and pre-orders are available right now, as always. And we will be able to announce an L.A. tour date that befits the power and the great performance that comes when you get to see a Beth Hart show. So thanks for coming out and giving a taste, just a taste of your live performance today, and a great taste it was.
Thank you for being so respectful and loving to me. You know that? It is so good to be back here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All to you guys. Thank you, guys.
It's deserved.
Appreciate it so much.
And we wish nothing but much more for you. It's Beth Hart, ladies and gentlemen, live on 88.5 KCSN.